Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws, okay, my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. So what are we saying here? God says, I'm going to put my laws. You know, when Adam fell, the old covenant, it was different. Holy Spirit didn't indwell people. It would come upon people. Like, say, a Samson. That's why he could do so much stuff. And still Holy Spirit would come. But today, Holy Spirit's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. But it would come upon them to empower them for work, anoint them for things. Today, Holy Spirit doesn't just come upon us. He's inherent. He dwells in us. This is important. This is important for us to understand. It's in us. When we talk Holy Spirit, we're not talking about just a little piece of God. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All are one. All are one. Three different manifestations of the mighty God. Amen. Just because he don't shout at you and holler at you and twist your arm and make you do stuff don't mean that he's not all powerful. I like to say he's a gentleman. He's not going to override your will. Amen. He's wise. All wisdom. Sometimes we're looking for God to speak to us real loud, but you know the real power is not in noise, it's in silence. If we could ever get out into outer space, it'd be totally quiet. All the noise is down here. Grace, let's segue a little bit. Grace doesn't cancel God's divine laws. This is what I think people get twisted sometimes. Grace only cancels God, what was the old covenant ritual laws. That's what grace canceled, the ceremonial laws. You understand? Grace didn't cancel the Ten Commandments or God's laws. The eternal laws, the permanent laws, grace doesn't cancel that. Those remain intact. They are permanent. They are forever. They're eternal. But there's a tendency for people to think grace. Said, so, you know, they do a lot of stuff and pray upon God's grace, but because judgment is not executed speedily, sometimes people think, okay, it's okay. But then when they hit that wall and it all comes down, and they start reaping what they've sown. Why? Because it's spiritual law. It's spirit law. Now, there are things God can guard us or block us from, but we need to understand this. Why? Because we want to come into alignment. We don't want to take advantage of grace. Grace is not just unmerited, unearned, and undeserved. It's what enables us to make the right decisions. So let me say it again. Grace doesn't cancel God's divine laws. Let's not get it twisted. Age of grace. Oh, the law is over. No. Well, the ceremonial part of all that stuff, all this stuff they had to do and all that's over with. But the permanent laws of the kingdom are forever. They're eternal. Now, if we start to understand this and we rise up above ourself and start to connect with those spiritual laws, like I said, You can predict prosperity. You plant the right seed, you don't have to hope for it to come up. Go to sleep. It's got to come up. Why? Laws govern that. See how there's permanent stuff. And these laws are inherent. They're in us. We can't be obsessed with grace to the point that we ignore divine laws. There's such a grace. It can be confusing because people feel like, you know, just let it all hang out. And Jesus still, you know, yeah, he's going to love you. He's going to always love you. But there are laws. You might get away with speeding down 95 a few times. But you do it every time. You ain't going to get away with it every time. Because you broke that law. He's going to see you and then it's going to be trouble. Have we become so graceful that we become disgraceful? So much grace is disgraceful. I don't necessarily like the word standard because God is a God of grace, but there are standards that God calls us to uphold. Yes, he does. He requires things of us. Especially when we've grown. Now you can't put certain standards on a child. But as you mature, God requires more of you. He expects more of you. And it's not just for you. You have to understand there are generations that you don't even know, people that you have never seen that are counting on you. They don't know it, but God knows it. And he's raising you up for that purpose. So the purpose for grace is to position you to keep the laws of God. Why do we receive such grace? You know, there are times, you know, you make a mistake and it doesn't mean that the hammer's coming down on you. Because there's a grace where you go before God and you repent, okay, you know. But if a person consists, there comes a time where, okay, the cup is full. That law comes into play and it's no turning back. I mean, it's spiritual law. Amen. The greatest things in your life, the greatest thing in your life is obedience to the law of God. Amen. Understand what I mean when I say law? I'm not talking about the old covenant laws and ceremonial stuff. I'm talking about the permanent laws that are eternal, the laws of heaven. Like let's say, for example, giving or sowing and reaping. Those are laws. That's a spiritual law. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Is that right? So why did I say prosperity is predictable? If you truly want to prosper, you have to be a person that is a giving person. If you want to prosper. And it doesn't mean you have to have a whole lot to give. You just are exercising a spiritual law. Because as you sow, you'll reap. But if you don't sow, then you're left to what you can gain through the sweat of your brow. These are laws of the kingdom. This is how you know you can predict prosperity. You don't sow into the kingdom and then guess, you think maybe God's going to bless, I don't know what. No. It's a law. Come on, you got to get focused and so focused in your mind and understanding this is law. And stop guessing and wondering, maybe if God. No. There's not a seed that goes in the ground that God doesn't see to it. I'm talking about in the kingdom. That God doesn't see to it that it prospers. that it'll bring forth a harvest. You sow, you reap. That ought to bring some of us in check, because stuff you sow, impatient with everybody, hating on people, you sow it, that seed you sowed. You in your closet crying, nobody like you. Well, you sowed the seeds and you reap the harvest. You want more of something? Sow it. Give it time, whatever it may be. Sow it. Why? It's spiritual law. You stingy, people gonna be stingy with you. Look at somebody else. It's law. It ain't gonna change. It's permanent. It's eternal. Now the enemy wants you to fear. I'm just using the concept of giving. Wants you to fear, thinking that you know you get all messed up, you'll go lacking. No, not in the kingdom. As a matter of fact, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that soweth bountifully. See, we're going somewhere where we have to break some of these mindsets. Because the enemy wants to keep you on a limited mindset and fearful of things, where God wants to break you out in the whole other dimension of things. But it doesn't come by just hard work. It comes by laws that govern the kingdom. Are you aligning with the laws? Jesus watched over at the treasury. Watched over the treasury one time. So he's looking at what you give. He does. Heaven ain't maybe not be saying it, but he's watching. He's always watching. He watched a woman give two mites. And it got his attention, and he got the attention of his disciples. He said, listen. Look, that woman gave more than all of them. The others were sowing in a lot, but the woman gave. She gave of her need. She there was something that she was dealing with. The others were throwing in out of their abundance. It wasn't no big deal. She was dealing with something. This was it. But she made the choice. I'm gonna give to God, cause you can't be God-given, right? It doesn't say much about her after that. At least I've not read anything about her, but I'm sure because of what Jesus said, that woman was abundantly blessed for giving that. How about the woman that had the meal and the sticks? It didn't just come on her and her son and all their household till the famine was over with, because she obeyed. She gave. What do you think about this? We're not governed. Listen, we're not dictated to, nor manipulated by the economy. Now I know that's strong verbiage, because a lot of people that you know they're so into this, the stock exchange and stocks and bonds and you know all this, and that's a good thing. But that does not determine that can fall, that can crash.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.